Okay, this is the audio demo of Lab 12.2.3, and this is recorded at home, so expect all sorts of funny noises in the background. We apologise. This is the lab that has you create and convert a partition from FAT32 to NTFS and compare the differences. So we'll boot the virtual machine. I have that open at the moment, so Control-B that. And then we go and have Alt-Tab and have a look at the lab. Okay, we're going to use Windows XP. Okay, so we'll get to that bit in a second once the virtual machine has booted up. Here it is. So we grab and we log in. And we wait for our virtual machine to log in. So we go start. Down to my computer. Right click. Down to manage. Or press G. So we'll go down to the bottom of the tree. Up one for disk management. Tab across here. Okay, now that has popped up automatically because it saw the new volume and there is nothing created on it. So just for ease of use, we're going to... Well, actually, I can bail that. Now we maximize this. Tab into the DM disk view. Now we're looking for the unallocated right down the bottom of the window.
Enter new menu to visualize this dialog. Select one of more disks to visualize this full list box. Select the graphic 789-1. OK button. Space. Computer management left there, lower right there, backslash storage, backslash disk management, DM disk view.
Okay, so I've initialized disk 1.
Toss. 2.0 GB basic left there, see hold right there. Not visualize 5.0 GB left there, disk graphic 700, graphic 600, basic. 2.0 GB, 5.0 GB.
Now we right click on the unallocated.
Right click context menu, new partition, dot, dot, dot.
Create a new partition.
Enter new menu, new partition, wizard dialog. This wizard tells you we have partition on basic disk. A basic disk is a physical disk that contains primary partitions, extended partitions, and logical drives. You can use any version of Windows or MS-DOS to gain access to partition on basic disk. To continue, click next. Welcome to the new partition wizard. Next creator button, alt plus N. Space, a primary partition is a volume.
We'll just create a primary partition.
At left side button, alt, next creator button, space, maximum disk space, megabytes, left there, MB right there, hold 2044, and move disk space, MB hold 4. Partition size, MB hold, disk box, 2044, alt plus E.
We'll just we'll create this as 500 meg. And we're going to assign drive G. You can actually change these later, but you need to be aware of programs that expect to see certain drive letters. They can get quite upset if you move them. We will go for FAT32. We'll go for the default allocation size. And we're going to clear the volume label out because that will make our life easier when we go to do the convert later. Actually, we'll call it GUFF, G-U-F-F. Perform a quick format or it'll take too long. Now, we can actually review these settings and make sure that it's going to put the right things that we put in with the up and down arrow keys.
Partition size colon 500 MB. Right letter of F colon G colon. File system colon FAT32. Application unit size colon default. Volume label colon of. Quick format colon yes. Left back button. Finish button. Space.
And we get finished. And it does it. Okay. Now that we've done that.
FAT32 is management 303. List 2. Unselected graphic 564. Left there. See colon right there. DM is 2. Mech. Mech. Easy. Mech.
And as you can see, it shows up in the disk management window, so we close that down. And now we go and look at our lab.
Click next.
obviously this is the Windows 7 lab, so the instructions are going to be slightly different. And we selected G. It said we could do that at the top of the lab. Okay, we checked up that. Okay, so we'll get the properties of that drive. I've actually put my computer on my desktop because I'm a bit of an old timer, and I like it there. Okay, here are the properties. Okay, so general tools, hardware, and sharing. You'll need that later. Okay, so it's used 4K on the drive. And there's 549 meg left. Okay, so we're going to... Now, the lab actually wants us to make a new text file on here, so I'm going to do that now. There it is, and it's on that drive. So now we go back in and have a look at our lab. Okay, the file system is FAT32, we already covered that. We did that. Alright, so let's get the properties of the test file and find out what the tabs are. And we have a general property tab, and that's all we have. Okay, we are now going to convert the partition. Obviously, you're going to have to run it as administrator if you're running Windows 7 with UAC turned on. Convert gcol slash fs ntfs. And we called the drive guff. And the conversion has now completed.
The counter command changes the file system volume without losing data. Page 4. You will be prompted to enter the current volume label for drive J colon. Type and the enter key. After the drive is converted, type into the administrator colon. C colon backslash windows backslash system 32 backslash cmd dice window and then press enter. Heading level 4711. The C colon backslash windows backslash system 32 backslash cmd dice window closes. What is the file system of the J colon drive? Heading level 4712. Open computer.
Okay, so the file system of the J drive is NTFS, but we can verify that.
Okay, Windows XP professionalist. John Bell 0. My computer. Enter. My computer folder view is new. Folder view is new. Local DVD drive left there. G-fold right there. Double left there. G-fold right there. Alt enter. Double left there. G-fold right there. Toss. General tab. Tools tab. Hardware tab. Share tab. Security tab. Quota tab.
Notice that you now have a security tab and a quota tab.
Type colon local disk. File system colon NTFS. Use space colon 5,238,784 by 4.99 MB. Free space colon 519,081,984 by 4.95 MB. Capacity colon 524,320,768 by 5 MB. Disk cleanup. Right key.
And you also have the ability to compress the drive to save disk space, which slows down things horribly. And you can also tell the index service to index it.
Okay, button cancel, button Y button available. Easy. Shift tab, general tab, shift tab, cancel, button shift tab, okay, button space. My computer folder is new, double click. Alt tab, 12.2.3. Mac, right dash click, volume left bearing J colon, right bearing major properties. Mac, heading level 4, 7, 13. The new volume left bearing J colon, right bearing properties window views. Mac, what are the tabs in the new volume left bearing J colon, right bearing properties window? Mac, when the volume was 32, there were 6 tabs, what are the names of the new tabs? That ran after the volume was converted to NTFS. Mac, click cancel, double dash click the new volume left bearing J colon, right bearing drive. Mac, heading level, right dash click, heading level 4, 7, 14. Right dash click the test document creator properties. Mac.
Alright, so let's get the properties of our test document.
Alt tab, window 16%.
Which proves that we haven't lost data.
DVD drive left bearing, double left bearing J colon, right, enter. Folder view is new, unselected test, 101. Space test. Alt enter. Test properties type, check, shift tab, change, dot, alt, shift tab, find name, colon, edit, shift tab, general tab. Security tab. Summary tab.
So we have general, security, and summary.
Escape, double left bearing J colon, right, enter.
So, obviously there are more tabs than there were last time. We didn't have security and summary.
Alt tab, 12.2.3. Mac, what are the tabs in the test properties window? Mac, when the volume was 32, there were 3 tabs. What is the name of the new tab? That was added after the volume was converted to NTFS. Mac, click OK, page 5.
And that is the end of the lab for Windows 7. When the Windows XP version, you have to turn off simple file sharing. And once you actually do that, you actually get more tabs. I believe you get security. However, that should be a sufficient demo of said lab. Because we are good students, we will now shut our virtual machine down.
12.2.3 under right lab of the alt tab, Windows XP Professionalist. Alt tab, menu bar, alt F4, leave menus, desktop, folder view is new, my computer, alt F4. Dialog, turn off button, alt plus U, enter. My computer.